The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I'm going to go to the phones. I've got some facts and statistics to share with you about police shootings that you're not going to hear in the mainstream media, but they're truth. But before I do that, before I go to the phones, I've got to give you an update on a prayer request I shared with you several days ago. Two of our faithful listeners went into surgery this morning, father and son. Ryan is a teenage, almost daily listener to Bob Burney Live who has needed a kidney transplant for a long time. A little over a year ago, he developed a very rare disease that almost killed him. He was in a coma. The family didn't know whether he was going to live or not. Well, he certainly did and made almost a complete recovery, except it destroyed his kidneys. So he has been on daily dialysis now for a long time waiting for a kidney transplant. Of course, you have to have a donor. Well, the good news is his father was a perfect match. And so the machinery was put in motion for a transplant, father's kidney to son. The father is Michael. He is a wonderful police officer, a man in blue. And they went into Children's Hospital yesterday, and I am very happy to report that about an hour ago I got the report. The surgery is done, over, finished. It went extremely well. The new kidney in young Ryan is already working almost perfectly, and father and son are both doing very, very well. So two of our listeners in the hospital, kidney transplant, and I'm just thrilled to report that the surgery went fine. Now we pray for no complications and a complete recovery for both. So praise God. I've mentioned this a couple times to you, and I know that many of you were praying for this father and son, and it's just wonderful news to report that the surgery went well. And at this point, looks like it was completely successful. So here's a young man that will no longer have to be on dialysis. Good, good, good news. All right. I've got all kinds of things to tell you, share with you. But I've got Samuel in Columbus who has called 877-BOB-LIVE. Samuel, I'm delighted you called. I'm honored that you're on the program. Welcome.
Delighted to speak with you, Bob. I've been listening to your program for a very long time. Very, very honestly, not a great fan of the Mike Lindell ads, though I personally like Mike Lindell and his products. Just to talk on the current topic, what you have been talking about recently, it is happening and sickening to see what is going on. It's more like the victim in quotes are kind of bullying the so-called or whatever the term is, oppressors. And I seriously kind of pity the police officers and when we expect to do their job and they sincere and doing their job to their very level best, they're always being triggered and they're always being cornered or targeted by, like you said, a big group who are waiting for an opportunity to get offended. It's always on a stereotype. They always try to target white, and then always associate Christians as well. And then, so far going on and on, right? I myself am not a white. I'm not an American. But I sincerely do pray. I'm an immigrant here in the United States, but I sincerely pray and hope that justice and equality would be established for everyone, not just the who are tagged under the victim, right? So we also it's a time of need for a lot of good praying Black individuals to rise up against what's going on, right? So I sincerely hope for that. So probably any of the Black listeners we might be having already, there might be a slight inclination like, oh, how is this going to affect me? And am I not just getting... there might be a question about how is it going to affect me, but what I'd probably tell is, yes, whenever there's a lie established, in the long run, it will affect anybody. Just not today, but it's going to happen in the long run. Just want to have that recorded. And thanks for bringing up the LGBT that they are coming for your children, Bob, and greatly appreciate that. And I'm
well. Thank you. And where have you immigrated from, Samuel?
India.
India. I suspected that, but I wasn't sure. Well, I'm glad. I am honored that you're a listener. I am honored that you called, and I appreciate it very much. Please feel free to call again. All right. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. We are a nation of immigrants, and all of us should desire justice. But we want justice based on truth and facts, not emotion and hysteria. I say this almost every day. One of the major differences between the left and the right is that the left does not deal with facts and truth. They deal with emotion and hysteria. And I was talking about Facebook. I can almost always tell the people who post on Facebook whether they lean to the left or whether they lean to the right. If they lean to the left, they have a tendency, they have a habit to make inflammatory statements before any truth is known. Like the one about the Columbus police officer who tragically shot a female teenager yesterday afternoon. We got trigger-happy policemen in Columbus. Now, that comment is not based on fact or truth because we don't know the facts yet. We don't know the facts. So to jump to that kind of conclusion and call a police officer... And listen, when a police officer pulls the trigger, their life is altered forever as well. Okay? Now, they didn't lose their life, you know, but their life is going to be altered. And to jump to that kind of conclusion without knowing any facts, he was a trigger-happy policeman. It doesn't help. That is an inflammatory comment not based on fact, but purely on emotion and feelings and assumptions. He's white, he had to be wrong. She was Black, she had to be right. This is where we are right now. And I keep saying it, we determine guilt or innocence not on the facts, but on the color of the skin. This is an insult to This is an insult to all the progress we have made in racial justice and civil rights. And yet this is the prevailing thought in much, if not most, of America today. You read a story, you learn the color of the skin of the people involved, and you immediately judge the guilt or the innocence just because of the color of the skin. It's wrong. It is wrong. Yes, we need to demand justice, but justice based on facts and truth and objectivity. All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I have some facts for you when we come back that I can promise you, you have not heard in the mainstream media. And these facts may shock you when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I keep saying this because I believe it's true. The liberal left wants to divide us, pit us one against another. It's their plan. It's how they stay in power. The President of the United States yesterday had an opportunity to call America together and bring about peace and calm in the light of the Chauvin murder trial verdict. Instead, he continued to emphasize the systematic racism of America. He basically said, this is not verbatim, but he basically said that this whole thing with Officer Chauvin and George Floyd pulled the blinders off for the entire world to see that America is just a bunch of racist people. Now, again, that's not verbatim, but he implied that, particularly America's police. The President of the United States basically threw all of America's police under the bus and implied that the police in America are basically racist. Now, I believe that is a lie. And I believe it's an intentional lie. Now, how about some facts and some truth? This morning, I listened to several interviews that were done by an independent journalist in Minneapolis yesterday. This independent journalist went around throughout Minneapolis and just asked people, do you believe America's racist? Most of the people said yes. And then he asked, how many people do you believe, particularly men, are unarmed men, are killed by, pardon me, how many unarmed black men do you believe are killed every year? Most of them said thousands, 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 one after another. How many unarmed black men do you believe are killed every year by police? Thousands, thousands. That was the common thought on the streets of Minneapolis. Now, let me give you some facts, okay? That is, if you care about facts. I certainly hope you do. I'm holding in my hand an interesting article from USA Today from just a few months ago, all right? And the headline, fact check, police killed more unarmed black men in 2019 than conservative activists claim. USA Today took issue with Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk is a young guy who has founded Turning Point USA. His program airs on WRFD, or not on WRFD, our sister station, The Answer, and on many of our Salem radio network. Charlie Kirk. Well, USA Today took him to task. Fact check. And again, here's the headline. Police killed more unarmed black men in 2019 than conservative activists claimed. Quote, in response to the nationwide Black Lives Matter movement after the death of George Floyd, Charlie Kirk, the founder and president of the conservative group Turning Point USA, posted a statement on Facebook. Kirk claimed that according to the Washington Post database of police shootings, police killed 8 unarmed black men in 2019. So, Charlie Kirk claimed that there were only 8 unarmed black men killed in 2019. USA Today says, and I quote, Kirk's claim that police killed 8 unarmed black men in 2019 is incorrect for several reasons. And then they talk about this database and that database and this and this and this and this. And here's the take-home from the fact check in USA Today. Despite these issues, the Post database shows police fatally shot 13 unarmed black men in 2019, not 8. It's a 5-page article out of USA Today. Charlie Kirk deceived. Charlie Kirk lied. Charlie Kirk misrepresented. He said that there were 8. Well, there were actually 13. And then the USA Today admits, well, he could have come to that conclusion because the database is a little confusing from the Washington Post. And if he looked at it this way, he looked at this way. But when you get down to the bottom line, it was actually 13. In 2019, not 8. So here is USA Today calling Charlie Kirk basically a liar because he reported only 8. And they're saying it was 13. The common person on the street believes that the number of unarmed black men killed by police every year is at least in the hundreds, and many people believe it is in the thousands. In 2019, according to the Washington Post and USA Today, it was 13 in 2019. Now, I've got more facts. NPR, headline, America reckons with racial injustice. Headline, fatal police shootings of unarmed black people reveal troubling patterns. This is NPR. When we come back, I will give you the results of this in-depth study, 24 pages long, by the way, from NPR. When we return.